Live from the Average Joe Nation studios in St. Clair, Missouri, this is the Average Joe Podcast, a show that proves that in this crazy world, a combination of common sense and a C-plus average is actually a superpower. Sure, he's crazy, but what if he's right? Please welcome your host, Damon Gilbert.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing? I hope you're doing fine. I've got quite a bit to talk about here, but I wanted to start off with this, and that is I've got some new people listening. I've noticed on my websites and stuff, and I wanted to kind of walk you through my belief system and how I come to some of the beliefs that I've got. And one of the things I want to stress is that I'm not a conservative. I want to make sure that's clear. I've been a liberal most of my life, up until the last 15 years, because the liberal position has changed dramatically. So I want you to understand that I'm not a diehard conservative. I think conservatives and Democrats, especially the radical ones, they're all full of shit. Pretty much, they're real annoying. You talk to them, they have no wiggle room. You know what I mean? There's no gray area to them. Gray area is the most important thing of all time in life. Life is gray. It is. There's no black and white. So, depending on the subject, if you talk to me about it, you didn't know me, you would say, well, this guy's a lefty or this guy's a conservative, you know, depending on the subject. So I'm a common sense kind of guy. That's pretty much the way I roll. I don't lean one way or the other. I'm not a super religious person. So as far as abortion, I've got my own views on that. Let's talk about capital punishment, for instance. I'm against capital punishment. Now, having said that, you would immediately assume that I'm a Democrat. I'm a bleeding heart liberal. That's not true. That's not true at all. And so here's how it works. Someone brings that up. They assume that you're a liberal because you're against a subject. But if you don't investigate why you're against that subject, sometimes you get the wrong impression. For instance, in capital punishment, I'm against it. Why am I against it? Well, for one thing, more often than not, and more than once, we are killing the wrong people. Okay. I'm not against killing them. I am not at all. I just think personally that spending the rest of your life in a 6x8 cell is probably worse than being killed. Being executed sounds like an easy way out to me. Okay. So I want them to suffer. That's what I want to do. And as far as capital punishment, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here. I'm for capital punishment if you allow the victim's family or someone close to them to throw the switch. I don't think it should have anything to do with the state. I think whether or not someone is put to death should be up to the victim's family. That's the way I look at it. I don't think it should be left up to the state. So that's just one example. You'll have to continue to listen to me to understand where I'm coming from, because the subjects, again, I go back to the gray area. I see both sides of most arguments. There are some I don't. I will give you that. There are some that I don't. This persecution of Donald Trump is unbelievably stupid. I mean, if it was a Democrat, I'd feel the same way. So that just gives you an insight into the way I think. I'm more of a common sense kind of guy. I take each individual situation and then I deal with that alone. I don't go by an ideology. Okay. So that said, I want to get into this border crisis. Now, folks, we as taxpayers, I've been reading about this. I've been doing some in-depth look into this. We as taxpayers are funding our own invasion. Did you know that? And what I'm gonna bring this up. The other day, I was at Walmart. Okay, now, this is in the Midwest. You don't get much more in the Midwest than where I'm from. So we're not right on the border. We're not right on the coasts. We are in the middle of this country, the Midwest, obviously. But I was in Walmart. And I was walking around with my wife, and we heard, the best that I could figure out, at least four different dialects being spoken by families that were in there. They all looked Central American or South American, but there were four different dialects. It was either Portuguese, Spanish. I don't know what they speak in Haiti, but nonetheless, they were not speaking English. Okay, not at all. But they were dressed really nice. They were dressed as good as anyone else there. It wasn't like they were destitute. You could tell. Had nice sneakers on, you know, jeans, nice shirt. Looked like they'd been, you know, they'd bathed in the last couple of weeks. So it makes you wonder, where are these people getting their money? Okay. If you're from, let's say you're from El Salvador, and you say, I want to go to the United States. The border is open. Joe Biden is my friend. And Donald Trump may be getting elected again in November. So I have to make a move. Well, say it's today. And you say, okay, I got to go. How are you going to do that if you're destitute? How would you pull that off? Would you walk, you know, 2,000 miles? I don't think so. Because you and I both know, we've all seen the pictures and the video on TV of migrants making their way across the border. Most of them have cell phones. They have nice backpacks, nice clothes, new shoes. Now, how did they do that? Well, the story I heard for quite some time was this was a Soros-funded operation. Maybe Bill Gates, the billionaires around the world. I thought, somebody's funding these people. They're getting transportation from wherever they live, and they're migrating north to the border. Now, how are they doing that? Well, it's pretty hard to walk 2,000 miles. I mean, you do the math. If you could walk 15 miles a day, you know, you're talking about weeks to get up there, maybe even more. That's assuming you don't get raped, get sick, get attacked, get robbed. You know, that's assuming that. And try doing that with kids. See how that works out for you. It's not going to. So obviously there's something else going on here. There's someone else involved in this. Well, I have found out. You know who it is, folks? It's us. It's the American taxpayer who's helping to fund the illegal immigration crisis in the United States. We as a nation and we as taxpayers are bankrolling our own invasion. We really are. We're giving money to the UN, and they are funding it through partners, through NGOs, which is a non-governmental organization, at the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars in cash and aid. Now let that sink in. You've got 160 countries, people from 160 countries are finding their way into the U.S. Now, that's not just from Central America and South America. These people are coming from all over the world. All over the world. They're finding their way through funding by the UN. They're finding their way from places as far away as China, Central Africa, you know, the Middle East. They're finding their way here. This right now, and I'm sure you probably feel the same way. When people talk about what in the 2024 election is the hottest topic of all, folks, it's illegal immigration. There's no getting around it. This is going to destroy us if it's not put back in the bottle. This genie needs to be put back in the bottle. And here's the weirdest part. Here's the part that will just make your blood boil. Now, if you were alive in 1980, which I was, there was a thing called the Mariel boat lift. Okay. And if you don't remember this, I'm going to bring you up to date on it. Cuba, Castro, decided that, you know what he's going to do? He's going to empty all of his jails. That's what he's going to do. He's going to allow over 100,000 Cuban and Haitian refugees to just leave in like 1,400 boats. It may have been even more than that, but it was boats. They just let them go. They let them out of prison. Castro said, hey, you can't stay here, but you can go to the United States. Go to Florida. It's 90 miles across, you know, across the ocean there. You'll be fine. So he opened his prisons up, got rid of all the bad people, and sent them to America in October of 1980, just prior to the election that Ronald Reagan won. Jimmy Carter lost. This was under the Carter administration they allowed this. Cuba, well, Castro said, you know what? We're getting tired of taking care of these people in prison. We are. We're going to send them to the United States. Guess what's going on now, folks? You want to know why every time you see a train or a bus being unloaded, maybe a plane being unloaded, of migrants that they've, you know, illegals that they've brought into the United States, why do they all look like military age men? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the countries in Central and South America, and probably all over the world, have said, you know what? Emptying our prisons would be a good thing. They did it in 1980. We looked back in history and said, you know, that was probably a really good idea. Castro did a great thing. So we are getting the worst of the worst in the United States. And you wonder why crime's increasing around the country. I mean, look at that Georgia student. What was she, 22 years old? Georgia nursing student. It was killed by 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. Yeah. Yeah. He's been in the United States when he crossed illegally into El Paso in September of 2022. This is the kind of scumbag we're getting. We're not getting the best and the brightest. We're getting the trash. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're throwing out their garbage is what these countries are doing. And we, as a country, are taking them in with no questions asked. We really are. Most of them are military-age males. What are prisons full of, for the most part? What are our U.S. prisons full of? that age group, men. They really are. Now, I understand that you have to have immigration at some level, okay? Now, under Trump, there was $500 million per year sent to the International Organization of Migration. That's the IOM. Okay? Now, in that case, under the rules and regulations we had in the United States during the Trump administration, you had to apply for asylum. And it couldn't be based on economics. It couldn't be based on that. It had to be more of a asylum you were asking for because your life was being threatened. Something like that. You can't just come up here and say, hey, we're looking for a better life and here we are. Help us out. It didn't work that way. And I kind of like that. Now under Biden, it's gone from $500 million to $1.5 billion. Three times as much. And this money comes directly from the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development. $1.6 billion has been earmarked for 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. That's the UN. That's your money. And Trump gets a hard time because he wants to disband the UN. That would be the ideal thing to do. There's nothing good about the United Nations. Nothing. And this is a perfect example of it. They're giving, get this, $372 million is being spent for these people coming across in cash and vouchers. They get prepaid debit cards for food, water, shelter. They get medical care, transportation. So see, that's how they're getting from their country to the United States border. The UN is paying for their transportation. And this is according to the UN's policy. I've read it. This is included in that. Oh, you're down in Chile at the very bottom of the world? Don't worry about it. The UN, if you want to go to the United States, the UN will pay for your trip up to the border. And we'll get you across. And then we'll give you money every month for you to live in the United States. Migrants are also getting paid directly with cash. This is actually in the UN charter. This is in the, you got to read it to believe it. And don't take my word for it. Look it up. Look up the U.S. Agency for International Development. It comes from the State Department and the UN. They call this money in cash, in envelopes. Cash in envelopes. They actually call it that. It's actually That's what's in their literature. It's in their UN, what is it? Their UN emergency manual calls this cash in envelopes. And here's the thing. There's incentive to come. They know the border is wide open. They're given cell phones. They can call relatives and say, hey, it was real easy to come over. Come on up. They know the border's wide open. We've advertised it. Joe Biden said it would be when he was campaigning. We are going to rescind everything Trump did. He's a racist, an Islamophobe. He hates Central Americans. He hates people from South America, all that nonsense. So here's where we stand now. We're having nursing students killed in Georgia by illegal immigrants. And that's just one example. It goes on every day. This is the biggest issue in the 2024 election. We have to stop this. Yeah. You know what they're getting? Get this. A family of four can get $2,000 a month. Now, this is coming from a worker at the Organization of Migration. In 2021, told an investigator, a family of four can get $2,000 a month. A month. Now, what's a typical Social Security benefit in the United States? Do you know? I looked it up. It's about $1,400. And that's for people who work their entire lives in the United States paying taxes, they get $1,400 a month. But an illegal from El Salvador, him and his family can come to the United States. They'll be brought up in transportation. You know, they'll pay for your transportation to get here. You cross the border, and you get $2,000 a month to live on. And what's funny is, in January, the International Organization of Migration announced its first annual appeal seeking a massive, now get this, $7.9 billion to tackle the migrant crisis. They want seven. Right now they're spending about, what did I say, $1.3 billion? They want to quadruple that. And all of that's going to be focused on the United States. And it's going to be from the northern border and the southern border. Guarantee it. And who's going to be coming? The worst of the worst. They really are. And dismiss this entire... I tell you what, I get so sick of hearing people... I was talking to somebody the other day from England, okay? Fellow I know. We were talking about immigration. And I just said, you know, a guy that did it legally, like you, this guy works for the post office. He got a job. He's got kids. I said, if anybody that should be mad about this, it should be you. You should be furious over this. You played by the rules. You went through the process. You came legally. And you know what he said to me? Well, yeah, but you got to look at it this way. These people are looking for a better life. That's not how it works. There is no, you cannot become a United States citizen over a failure of your economy in your country. That's not the way it works. That's what the rules are. You can't come here because of economic hardship. You can't do that. That's not how this works. But no. What do? We invite them all in. The Biden administration has partnered up with the UN to destroy this country. They really have. It's an illegal invasion of the United States. And it should be, and it is, the number one issue of the 2024 election. And it should be. Biden and this administration, I swear, is the worst of all time. And they have dropped the ball on this, and it's on purpose. They really have. None of these people have a case for asylum. They just don't. Almost none of them do. And yet we're letting people like this Ibarra, who killed this nursing student, We're letting them come across, and we're not doing anything about it. I tell you, I couldn't be more embarrassed in my country. And it's going to come to your front door. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to come to your front door. You, at one point, you're going to go uptown. You're going to go uptown to buy some groceries. And you're going to walk into a store. And my guess is, no, not my guess. I guarantee you, half of the people there won't be able to speak English. It's just a matter of time. But you know what they'll have? They'll have money. They'll have money on them to buy groceries. Money they didn't earn. Money they don't deserve. Money they were given illegally. And you and I are going to go in there and pay exorbitant prices because of a stupid administration and stupid policies. And we're the ones working every day. And we're funding this whole thing. That's unbelievable. That's beyond anything I've ever heard before. This is the worst thing happening in America today. Here's the interesting thing. This is how dedicated these people are. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Darien Gap. Have you ever heard of that? That's an area just on the southern border of Panama that runs into Colombia. It's all jungle. It's about 100 kilometers, I think. It's quite a ways. And they've never built a road through there. No one on the planet Earth. They've tried more than once to build a highway through there that so you could go from North America to South, to the tip of South America in an automobile. Well, this is one place you can't do that in. It's impossible to build anything there. It's dangerous. It's jungle. It's infested with all kinds of deadly stuff. These people are walking through there. They're walking through there to get to Panama so they can catch a bus or a train to the United States. It's just unbelievable. These people are dedicated because their relatives are calling and saying, hey, they're giving us free money here. You know, we've got streets paved with gold in the United States. Come on down. That's what they're telling these people. And they're coming. They are. And almost all of them have no case for asylum. And we're being invaded. We are. Biden rescinded every law, everything that Trump did to prevent this from happening. Remain in Mexico was one of them. You remember that? In other words, you had to stay in Mexico after you'd filed your paperwork with the United States. And then you would be given a hearing and, you know, either yay or nay, either you can come into the United States or you can't. And until that time, you had to stay in Mexico. Biden rescinded that immediately. He stopped the construction of the wall. He's made it completely simple for these people to get into the United States. That's what they want. This administration and the powers that be want want an invasion of the United States of America. And they're getting it. They're getting it. For instance, I just read this just a second ago. Federal judge blocks new Texas law to arrest illegal immigrants. Yeah. Says a federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked a Texas law that grants state police the capacity to arrest people who are suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. The measure, called Senate Bill 4, was signed by Governor Greg Abbott in December and was slated to go into effect on March 5th. But U.S. District Judge David Isra ruled that it violated the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause that grants the federal government sole authority over immigration matters. The judge also rejected Texas's argument that it was being invaded under the Constitution's Article 4. It says, in this order, Judge Isra, a Reagan appointee, said the law would run afoul of federal immigration laws and claimed Texas would then be able to permanently supersede federal directives and would amount to nullification of federal law and authority, blah, 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 right? He's saying that there's no evidence that Texas is at war. It says Texas cannot point me to any type of military invasion in Texas. That's the way they're getting around this. The federal government, with idiots like this on the payroll, are making it not only legally possible for these people to come over, but they're paying them to do it. And they're wondering why why crime is at an all-time high in these cities. I've had it with these people. If Donald Trump does not get elected in November, the country as a whole is gone. We will not survive this. The United States will not survive this amount of people who have nothing to offer. The United States have nothing to offer, are coming across using our taxpayer dollars and living the high life of, I mean, compared to what they were living prior. Of course it is. We're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. And anyone out there who is going to vote for this nitwit Biden or anyone in the Democratic Party, you need to seek medical care, psychological care immediately. There's no way you can justify this when we are spending our own money to have our country invaded. It's inexcusable. It's sacrilege is what it is. They should, when Trump gets elected, we should throw all these people out. That should be one of his main things. You should round them up and send them back. You know what the problem is? The problem is you have to get the permission from the country they came from now. I bet you weren't aware of that. I wasn't until the other day. These countries, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, Nicaragua, you could run the entire gamut. Unless they allow those people to come back, they won't accept them. So when we get them, they become our problem. Let's say they're arrested for murder, like this guy from, this guy that killed that Georgia nursing student. Okay. Say you're arrested. Well, it's still taxpayer money. It's going to fund him to keep him in prison. We're still paying for it. You have to stop these people coming in. And I say build a wall like you've never seen and man the damn thing. Make it like it was in East Germany, between East and West Germany. You get into that area, you're dead. It's that simple. It's the only way you're going to solve this. It's the only way. You have to have a deterrent. You have to tell these people and convince them that if they try to do this and they're unsuccessful, they will be forfeiting their lives. That's the only way you're going to be able to do this. That's it. You have to do this. There has to be some kind of retribution. There has to be a deterrent. And without it, we're lost. We're lost. And this bleeding heart nonsense is, first of all, it's fake. Joe Biden doesn't give a damn. He doesn't give a rat's ass about someone coming from El Salvador. He doesn't care. His constituency, his promoters, his donors, they want these people in the United States because they can use them as slave labor. Not to mention the sexual trafficking that's going on. They say right now there's like 87,000 to over 100,000 children who are missing that came across the border. And no one says a word about that. No one. No one in this administration gives a damn about that. They don't care about that. They're being used for God knows what. Slave labor, sexual exploitation. Who knows? Who knows what they're being used for? But they're disappearing. It's inexcusable what's going on in the United States right now. It's inexcusable. And if this doesn't cause a massive uproar, a massive uprising, I don't know what's going to. I really don't. This is the number one issue in the 2024 election, is illegal immigration and how we're going to tackle it. And it has to be now. It can't be 10 years from now. It has to be done immediately. You cannot. I did not expect to go to Walmart and hear half a dozen different dialects being spoken. What is this? What is this? Washington, D.C.? Or Times Square in New York? No, this is the Midwest. this podunk little hayseed town I live in. You go to the Walmart and you've got people from South and Central America in your town with debit cards that you and I paid for, wearing better clothes than I wear. It's inexcusable. I've had it up to here. I have. These people need to go back where they came from. And I'm sorry. That's just the way I look at it. Get in line, just like people I do know who went through the process. They've become productive citizens. They passed the test. They paid the money. They got the lawyers, all that. They're the ones that should be the maddest. They went through all this trouble. All I had to do was walk across the border, and I'd be in the same position I'm in today. No, they should be mad. You need to round up all these people and send them back. They're not helping us at all. If you think, say in your hometown where you live or in your neighborhood, imagine dumping 40 to 50 ex-cons in that neighborhood. Just let them get off a bus in your neighborhood. What do you think is going to happen? You think they're gonna say, okay, well, I need to go looking for work tomorrow, and then I'll find a place to live, and I'll find a girl, and we'll get married, and we'll have kids, and we'll No. As soon as they're getting off the bus, they're figuring out how they can steal something. That's exactly what they're doing. And you and I, through the UN, are funding this whole damn thing. It's unbelievable. It really is. Gets my blood boiling, if you haven't noticed. Yeah. Pisses me off is what it does. It really does. And to hear the left defend this is beyond anything I've ever known. Again, I'm a common sense kind of guy. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. I mean, from an aspect of, from a position of, you know, we're doing what's right, what's humanitarian. No, it's not. And you're bullshitting me with that anyway. This is to take America down. They want people here. They've gotten tired of paying minimum wage. The industrialists. They've gotten tired of that. They're tired of hearing the pissing and moaning from the workers. They're tired of that. We're going to get some people in here that'll work for us and not say a damn thing. That's what they want. And on top of everything else, we don't even have to pay taxes on them. I know a guy out in California who pays out, $14,000 or $15,000 a week in cash to illegals to work for his construction company. Okay, now these people are probably, on top of the money they're getting from him, are probably getting a debit card because they're illegal on top of everything else. Imagine the money they're making, and they're not paying any taxes on it. It's inexcusable. It has to be stopped. It has to be stopped. And if Donald Trump, he has to be the guy to do it. We have to put our foot down and say we've had enough, because it's going to come to your front door. You mark my words, it will. You'll wake up one morning, go outside, and there'll be an illegal walking by on your sidewalk, speaking Spanish or Portuguese. Okay, wearing better clothes than you've got. And I hate to dwell on that, but it was something that stuck out, because when you hear of an illegal alien or illegals, people looking for a better life, whatever, asylum seekers, you think of somebody in ragged clothes looking like they just barely made it here. That's what you get the impression. I don't get the impression of somebody wearing an Izod t-shirt and Adidas or Nike shoes that look like they're right off the shelf. That's not the first thing I think of. So anyway, I'm going to cool down. That just pissed me off to the point where I can't even hardly speak anymore. It pisses me off so bad. This administration is the worst of all time. Yeah. By the way, I want to make sure it's clear. We are what they would call a migration nation. That's really what we are. And the only way this ends is border barriers, in other words, a wall, enforcement, and I mean lethal enforcement, and political will. You have to have all three of those things. If you don't have that, they're going to take advantage of you. Because you've got judges like this one I just told you about. Bleeding heart liberals that are going to do whatever they feel they think is best for these people. They don't give a damn about you. Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to dwell on it any longer because it's just pissing me off. So let's move on to the next story. Mr. McConnell, leader of the Senate, Republican Senate leader, is stepping down. And in my opinion, that's two decades too late. He's going to stay on as a senator. This means nothing. He's 82 years old. I mean, he's 82. I wish him nothing but the worst. I've never cared for the man. Turtle Man is nothing but trouble. He was a thorn in Trump's side. He hated him more than life itself. I, for one, hope he dies before November's election. I do. I hope he dies before he gives up that position. I really do. He's in terrible health. He's hit his head. His hands are all scraped up on occasion. He's gotten that issue where he'll just freeze up. He can't speak. I hope he goes away. I really do. I've never met the man. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't like him. And I'm entitled to that opinion. Okay. I know a lot of people don't like that when you say something ill-willed about someone. I really don't give a shit anymore. It's gotten to the point where I don't care. You're entitled to that opinion. It's still okay to hate in America. It really is. It's still okay. There's no law against it as long as you don't act on it. I hope Mr. McConnell passes away. I'll do a jig. He's on my jig list, as a matter of fact. And if you don't know what a jig list is, it's a list of people who, when they die and they pass away, I'm going to do a jig out on my front porch. That's how bad I hate him. I really do. I do. And McConnell's on that list. What we need is Rand Paul in there. That's who we need. Rand Paul would be the perfect replacement for this Republican. Well, he's a rhino at best. Now, he's going to do it in November after the election. Now, why is he going to do that? Why is Mr. McConnell waiting till after the election to step down? Well, there's one of two possibilities. One is he believes Biden's going to win. That's what he believes. It's a possibility. If that's one of the possibilities, Biden's going to win. They're going to rig the election just like they did in 2020, and they're going to push through this idiot again. Or someone who, like Gavin Newsom, who knows? It could be Michelle Obama or Mike, Big Mike, as far as we know. Who knows? Maybe that's what they're looking at. Maybe McConnell's been given the okay. Maybe he's been given the warning. Oh my God, this is what's going to happen. Well, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to be the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate if that happens. That's a possibility. And the second possibility is he's figured out that Trump's going to win and he doesn't want to deal with MAGA and that whole thing. So it's one of those two. Now, which is it? I don't know. You know, I was talking to somebody last night, a friend of mine. He's probably listening to this right now. We were talking about Michelle Obama or Big Mike, whatever you want to call it. I said that name's been thrown around again as a replacement for Biden. And he and I got to talking, and I said, you know, there was a time, and it hasn't been too long ago, where I said that would be impossible. That won't work. Too much scrutiny, no experience. Go down the list. There's a whole laundry list why I think that would never happen. I say it's going to be Gavin Newsom, but again, these people in the Democratic Party, the ones running the show right now, are so incompetent, they may actually do that. They may actually pick Michelle Obama to run. That's a possibility. I'm not writing it off. I'm really not. That could happen. Wouldn't that be something? No experience. Probably a guy. I mean, the evidence is coming more and more to the point where I believe that's probably the case. But it doesn't matter. That's really irrelevant. I don't care about that. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't want the scrutiny. But if they pick Michelle Obama, it will not surprise me. It would have a year ago. It would have. These people are so incompetent, it's not even funny. I mean, just to give you an example, today, I believe Biden's going to Brownsville, Texas. It's going to be the first time he's made an appearance down at the southern border. And I don't want to go back to the border thing, but you'll see my point here. Trump's going to, he hadn't announced a visit to Eagle Pass, which is in Texas. That's the main concern as far as a border crossing. That's what the Abbott's really up against. Eagle Pass was the ground zero for this. So Trump's going to go down there, meet with Governor Abbott, probably, make a speech, probably answer some questions, explain what he would do once he wins in November. We're going to turn this whole thing around, pat the ICE agents on the back, say you're doing a great job. He'll probably bring up this judge that ruled against Texas. That'll be brought up. So this trip was planned for quite some time as well. Okay. It's been planned for several weeks. Well, then Biden decides he's going to go to Brownsville, Texas, and probably not give a speech, not take any questions. He'll probably have, a handful of ICE agents that somehow or other like him and are supporters to be at the event. He'll get his picture taken. He'll jump back on the plane and he'll leave. It's going to make him look like an idiot. Who thought this was a good idea? Who in this administration? Who's running this show? These people are stupid. You're going to make yourself look weak. This is the number one issue in everyone's mind right now in the 20 upcoming election. Illegal immigration. You've ignored it for 3.5 years. You made Kamala, you put her in charge of it. She's done absolutely nothing. And you're going to go down there and try and go up against Trump on PR as a public relations event? You're an idiot. Who told you that was a good idea? Who's running this show? I swear to God, people, I could do a better job of running that White House than these idiots that are doing it. Someone thought it would be a good idea to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump. What are you, psycho? Do you not know anything about, have you not looked at history? That doesn't ever work. You can't do that. Trump is a master at this. And you're going to go down there and you're going to look weak. You're going to look sick. You're going to look old. You're going to look feeble. You're not going to take any questions. You may not even give it a speech. You're going to go down there and shake hands for a photo op, and then you're going to jump on a plane and leave. It's ridiculous. It pretty much sums up this entire administration. It does. Incompetent and ineffective. It really does. So anyway, what else did I have to say? Oh yeah, if you get a chance and you haven't done it yet, be sure and subscribe to this. It's free right now. So all you got to do is hit the subscribe button, put your email address in there, and you'll get notified every time I've got a new either something I've written on my blog or a podcast. Either way. And if you get the chance, share it to someone else you know that may enjoy listening to me, my rantings, because I think most people agree with me. Most sane people agree with some of the stuff I say. You may agree with all of it, and that's great. It's not how the world is supposed to work. But let's come to a common sense arrangement. Wouldn't that be the way to go? Let's get together, talk things over, cross the table, and let's settle this thing. But that's not how it works anymore. It's not how it works anymore. We've reached a point in humanity where, especially in the political end, where that doesn't happen anymore. This administration, the worst in American history by far, and it's not even close. It's not even close. So anyway, that's all I got today. I apologize for ranting like I did, because this is something that really sits me off, is this illegal immigration. I feel so sorry for people. But nonetheless, until next time, I will keep you in mind and be careful. All right. It is, February 29th, leap year. And Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. Let's go, Brandon.
As always, thanks for listening to the Average Joe podcast. Be sure to check out our website at www.averagejoenation.media and follow us on social media. Remember, if you haven't told all your friends, you're wrong.